Blog Talk Radio.
That's not
your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Kings in the morning,
your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Kings in the morning,
your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Morning.
Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J.K. Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is J.K. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me is my co-host, Brother Reverend Ali.
M is for the way you mute me. You.
Good morning, Ken.
Is for the undermine I see. T is terrible, extra trouble. And E is everything that anything you ever earned before. And mutes is all that I can get from you. Mutes is more than just a game for two. Mutes, take my phone and break it any way you mute it. Mute is made for me and you.
One love, one love. You're lucky if you have just one love.
One love, one love.
Good morning, Kelly.
Lucky just to have just one. Love you, sir.
Yusuf Kente, I'm understanding that you weren't very nice yesterday to John Beckman.
That was appropriate.
I understand that you displayed some racist characteristics.
Of course not. I displayed the truth.
Mm-hmm. And what truth were you displaying?
The truth that it wasn't racist. What racism?
I wish I would have been on display. Here.
Well, if was a fifth, we'd be drunk.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I'm here right now. So
am I racist? Am I being racist?
I don't know yet, but if you do, you'll know.
You don't know if I'm racist yet? God, well, what I said was, this is what I said, you know, look at Barbados. After 400 years, they gave up Barbados, talking about the crown, the queen, gave up Barbados because they know their time is up. So I spoke from that point.
What that got to do with John? What that got to do with John Beckman?
Yeah, what does that have to do with John Beckman? Good question.
But and who is they?
Is he the savior of white people? Is he the savior of white people? Why did he take offense on when I talk about what white people do? What the white man is about? And it's the white man.
Well, because
here in America,
let me just
when he
say
decided
this.
To call himself God, well, I charged the white man. That's the difference. I charge it. I don't run from it. That's why you have jurors. That's why the people that's being on trial, they don't want certain jurors. I'm the one that will charge the white man. I won't backpedal because I know his crime. So if that's racist,
okay,
that's them speaking up on the race.
Now, let me tell you what the racist is. Number one, it's when you, that's why your ass is on mute. And let me just let everybody know who's listening to this show. Come on my motherfucking show for some racist bullshit with shit that sound like it's bigoted or racist, I will put your ass on mute. His ass is on mute. Come on here with some hateful shit sounding like you're a hateful,
like you're a hateful motherfucker. I will, I don't have a problem putting your ass on mute.
I don't stand for the shit. I don't group people into one thing. And when I hear it, whether the anger is coming towards about me, like when I, if white folks are saying, I'm not talking about you, but it was when these black motherfuckers are breaking into homes, that motherfucker would get put on mute too, because you can't bring that racist bullshit here. So I don't care who the racist is, who's a deliverer of the racism and the bigotry and the prejudice and the bias is. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they look like. I don't care how long I've known you. You bring that bullshit over here, you get put on mute. So we can have a discussion, yeah. I don't mind having discussions and talking about it, but anger and all that old nasty bullshit and directing a conversation towards a person because of what color they are. Nah, so if you, yeah, so you, if you are talking about they, then you should name who they are, or don't talk about them. Because when you say
they,
and you say white people, you did. That's what you just said. They are, or they are ran out of, and the white man.
I charged the white man. He's on trial
okay,
right now. That's why his white woman
So when you say
jail.
I charged the white man, and John is a white man, is John on trial to you? Hello?
I don't believe in hello. I believe in hi.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Take your ass someplace else. One love. Good morning, Reese.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was almost like a Senate hearing where somebody makes a claim and then you ask them to specify exactly what they claim. That was a great question. Is John on trial? He's a white man. And we talk about the white man. Is John on trial? And the answer, of course, is emphatically no, because John is an actual person. The white man is a boogeyman. He's a straw man.
The white man is who you defend. That's who the white man is.
Yeah, I don't hear you actually defining him, though. Not,
well,
you can say that I defend
the
white
man,
but you can't even
well,
define
when he
him.
Called himself God, Reese. I'm talking about that
who
white
is he?
Man when he called himself God.
What white man are you? You're still talking in parables. You're still talking in generalities. You have no specificity because, again, you can't specify. You can always call them they. You can always do that. Because then when you actually call down to the carpet to actually define what you mean, you can't do it. Which means that your argument, that's why your argument holds no water.
White people.
No, no, my friend, your definition, listen to me, your argument holds no water because you can't even define who the enemy is. So
well,
you generalize.
You found it.
No, no,
when,
sir,
when
no,
I
no, no. I know
I
what
it,
you're talking
you
about.
Spoke on the,
just, I'm
well,
just trying
well,
to get you to admit
it,
and you can't.
If you know that there is footage of on the media saying that the white people, the white man, called himself God when he erected this country.
About? So did John call himself God?
I'm talking about what you know. I'm talking about what
did John call himself God?
That's what I'm
John
talking about.
John is the white man.
What
John,
makes it
John
about
is the
God?
White man.
John made it about John.
When you quantify, one group of everybody and one group of people into one thing, you are a bigot and a racist.
And a racist.
Oh, okay. So
you are.
That's your perception. That's your
no,
perception.
It's not a perception, sir. That's the definition. Because when whites
well,
did that to us, that's what they were always and will
so
always
what
be
what whites
at.
Did to us, they invented a Jim Crow to separate who they were.
Out of
that's
racism,
what the white
genius.
Man did.
No,
that's
white,
what the white
racism,
government
again.
Did.
So let me tell you guys. So let me tell you why his dumb ass is on mute. Let me tell you guys why his dumb ass is on mute. White people didn't in a group do anything. There were white people who who for sure supported slavery, participated in the act of slavery, and promoted it. There were also some black folk who participated in acts of slavery against other black and brown people during the same time period. Don't take my word for it. Google it. Now, it's not that the people supported slavery, it's that a government supported it. And the white men in that government supported it. Good morning, Lee Fletcher. Mm-hmm. But there were also white men who put their lives on the line to end slavery, put their families' lives on the line. Good morning, Derek. Good morning, cuz. I see you, my Duke. Put their families' lives on the line and actually died to help end slavery. So when somebody comes on this show, and because they got their own anger shit, when the shit start coming out, I'll make sure that shit is all on them. They're going to get the shit on themselves. They don't get the shit on this show with that voice. So Yusuf Kente, if you want to shit on yourself, I'll keep you muted. If you want to have a nice show here today, then I'll open up your mic and we can have a conversation. Potiphar, I just tuned in, and Reese and Yusuf are going at it already. Did Jay even do the daily word yet? Can't y'all wait until this thing is speaking to the Lord before arguing about nonsense? Sheesh.
This is about the law. The law made the white man God. His law.
Hey, Herbert.
And that's why it's crumbling. You can't run from it. His laws made him God. He said it when he wrote the fucked up laws.
So let me tell you about the laws in this motherfucker right here. I work this motherfucker. Come on this show, spewing some racist bullshit, and the law says your ass will be on mute. Now, that's my law. And if you continue, and if that's what you want to be, if that's what you're doing today, the law says get your ass on, come back on another day, and you fill him back.
Oh, man. It's Friday. Bing Bong Friday, Yusuf.
Now, I am going to be, I'm going to be leaving in a minute.
Yeah, just hold on, Kente. Hold on, Kente.
I knew, and I said it a long time ago, J.K., that you were a liar. Do you remember what you said yesterday?
I'm a liar. How am I a liar?
Because yesterday you said, I got to go again, guys, today, but I will be back tomorrow for the full 2 hours, you said yesterday.
Okay, so yes, I didn't get that last week. Let me tell you why, Reese. No, Reese, I didn't get my schedule until this morning.
I'm just teasing you, Jay.
I got my schedule this morning. Let me tell you why I have to go this morning. Because I am sitting with two very important people to talk about below affordable housing in marginalized communities. Mm-hmm. And these people control the dollars and that would allow me to do some things that have never been done before in the city of Sacramento or the state of California, which is
right on
to walk people into homes that would not ever have the opportunity to own a home.
Wow.
Without them putting up a dime.
Now, I'm
currently working with a program that does that, J.K.
Yeah, well,
and that's the thing I wanted to talk to you about, Jay, is that me and my mother was talking about with the land over there, building affordable homes for that very thing, and it's the
yeah,
government.
So affordable homes
to help that.
Yeah, but affordable homes are not affordable to the people in the community. 35.2% of the population, not the black population, the total population of California, 35.2% are at or below the poverty level. So we want to build below affordable housing, which means that the land would probably have to be donated.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have the land.
But I don't think, I'm sure your mom don't want to donate it.
It's already mine.
You want to donate it?
Well, let's negotiate.
I don't think that's what that means. I hate to be an asshole, but you clearly don't understand the definition of the word donate.
You can't negotiate a donation. Let's talk.
It's not like saying, hey, J. King, I got a car I'm no longer using. Hey, do you want to donate it? Well, let's negotiate. I'm willing to give you the tires and the steering wheel.
Things can be worked out.
Do you want to donate the land or not? It's never a straight answer with you because you're always ahead of your skis. Your mouth moves faster than your brain. J. King is clearly looking for donations.
Well, the thing is, that's why Beckman didn't know what to do. He
stop him with
you,
the Beckman.
Is it my
We're
mouth,
not talking about Beckman.
Or is it my
you are
ass.
Listening.
Why are you?
Okay.
Now you're talking about my mouth. You'd be like,
you're
Beckman
running. Listen to me. You're running away from your own.
Right, now his ass is on mute. I'm gonna tell you why his dumb ass is on mute. No, I don't want the land. I don't need you to donate the land. I wouldn't want to go through the. I'd smoke weed by the time I was done going through the negotiation for that goddamn land and drinking.
Call me Jay. I'll roll up the weed for you. I don't even understand how that went down like that. It's just a simple fucking question. Would you want to donate? Well, I can't do that, but maybe we can negotiate some lower price. That's it. End of discussion.
You know, the fact that, you know, see, what I do love about the show is our bigotries and our prejudices come out on the show at certain points in time. And we get to see them on display. And people get to see it. You guys get to hear it. You guys get to watch. You're watching Kente. Maybe he got a bad batch of weed this time because I think the weed kind of keeps him cool, right? So maybe he's got a bad batch of something. And the batch he got
I think J.K. and I don't believe that you in any way whatsoever are a bias in your defense. But let me say this, dude: you can't constantly run interference for what is. You can't run interference for me, which you never do. But you can't run interference for me, much less Ali.
I do run interference for you, Reese. If people. I run interference. If people start saying shit about you that I don't like,
I know. But here,
what
well,
I'm saying though is that so I don't
no,
mind. I don't mind when people, but when you start to become racist and bigoted towards somebody,
maybe he's a racist.
Start, who?
It's Yusuf Kente. And I'm again. Listen, this is not saying this to be disparaging. Here's what I'm saying: maybe he's a racist. It's likely. We just have to accept the fact that, look, there are some white people.
Maybe he has racist and bigoted tendencies.
Yes, that's the okay. Yeah, that's fair enough to say. And what I'm saying is that when people say stuff like, and Yusuf has said it, Yusuf says, nah, man, I got plenty of white people I'm cool with. If a white guy said that, we would say only a racist would say that. Yusuf says that all the time. It's a mark of a racist. Well, I got plenty of white people that I hang out with. It's not. It's a non-starter. If you don't think people by the basis of their color, if you don't think that people are a certain way by virtue of their skin color, you don't have to exclaim it. It just is the way you are. Yusuf Kente spends a lot of time excoriating the white man, as it were. He's got an animus towards them based upon the color of their skin. He believes they are inherently evil based on the color of their skin. If he were white and he said that about black people, we'd all be saying the obvious. It's that simple.
It's true. And but you know what? It's why I don't allow it, no matter who says anything. When John Beckman says some shit that I think sounds like a racist and a bigot, I say it. I don't run from that shit. I say, hey, Beckman, you sound like a bigot right now. Kente sounds like a bigot right now. And I don't allow it, no matter who it comes from. And Kente's my brother. Good morning, Janet. I've known him longer than I've known all of y'all put together. But you can't bring that bullshit here. It ain't going to fly.
The only part that I know, again.
I do bossa nova music.
And it is easy to
pile on. I do bossa nova music again, for a reason.
It is not to pile on. But, you know, I wish, again, if he would just answer a simple question when asked, and I'm not saying I have a question for him, but just answer a simple question when asked about that kind of bigotry, then people would get a clarity. But he literally dances like freaking Sammy Davis Jr. all over the answer. Instead of just emphatically saying, no, I am not a racist. I have no animus towards white men. It's always about the white.
Now, why is he dancing like Sammy Davis Jr. versus Fred Astaire?
Because I love Sammy Davis Jr. And the reason why I was using Sammy Davis Jr. is because I'm using tap as an analogy, tap dancing.
Why you didn't say Gregory Hines?
Oh, you know what? I could have said Gregory Hines, and thank you for mentioning him because he's one of my favorite people.
Let me ask you guys a question. We're almost 30 minutes into the show. Who's doing the word of the day?
Reese, I wish you'd do it today. You
not a problem.
So
I got it covered.
I'll do the word of the day.
So Reese is going to do the – what did you say, Kente?
I'll do the word of the day.
I'm nervous of you and the goddamn word of the day, but okay.
I bet you are.
But okay, I'm going to let you do the word of the day.
Okay.
I'm going to do the daily word on Friday, December 3rd, 2021. The daily word is reach. I reach for a fuller experience of life. My life expands each time I extend my heart, my hand, or my awareness in new directions to further my growth. I enrich my soul and evolve my consciousness when I open myself to fresh experiences. From making friends to visiting unfamiliar places, life is richer when I take it in bold directions. Centering in the awareness of spirit, I discern the next step along my path. I wonder where I will be called to go and how I may be of service along the way. Knowing I am divinely guided and inspired, I have faith that I will find the perfect circumstances that allow my life to blossom into its fullest expression. I can't wait to discover which new and exciting adventures are in store for me when I reach for them. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 6:33. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Yusuf Kente, what is the word of the day?
I'm nervous.
Yusuf Kente, what is the word of the day?
King. word of the day is book. B-O-O-K. Book. The definition of book is the binding of papers with information that has a cover. Now, let me see if I could put that in a sentence. Solomon said, "My son, be careful of the writing of books, for there is no end to it." Books.
Okay, that was good. I'm impressed.
Better than good. That was excellent.
Okay. The second word of the day is humility.
Give a definition for humility.
I was just talking about Yusef Kente showing a bit of humility when you said that was a good thing. He's just like, it's excellent. I'm
John,
like, okay,
Beckman
guys.
Said the word of the day is incorrect. Incorrect meaning not correct, not right. Let me use it in a sentence. There are books on tape that have no paper or bindings, and it is incorrect to believe books are only on paper. Incorrect. Good morning, Jay Logan.
Now let's look at that interjection of that white man. He go put down something that I said out of nowhere. He just come with it.
He didn't put it down. He corrected you.
Who's the... He corrected me? So that means he's correct?
Yeah.
Well, book also means...
Books aren't just on paper anymore. Books are on tape. And...
Right, because you can book a flight. So that's
said,
not on paper. So you can use books in many kind of ways.
He said he
Good
corrected
morning,
me.
Jay Logan.
So that means he is correct.
Right. Who's to say that white man is correct for correcting me? Only a guard would do that.
Do you believe
only
that black men
guard
Potter
would do
said,
that?
Great job. Potter said, great job, Yusef. Maybe you can do car, dog, or cat as the word of the day on Monday.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that the black man is superior to the white man?
It's superior.
Yes. Do you believe that the black man is superior, bar none, to the white man? Do you believe that the black man is smarter?
No, it's a question.
No, don't worry.
Okay, well, it's
just my question.
I'll answer your question.
And I'll answer anything you ask thereafter, but if you can answer mine. Do you believe that the black man is superior to the white man?
Do you believe that either one is superior?
My cousin, hold on,
you believe
you guys.
Either one is superior?
Because I'm not even looking at these. Kente, I need a wheelchair and a scooter. That's what AJ said. And then he said, book is singular. Books are plural. And then he says, how come my comments don't get read on the goddamn show? Because I'm not looking at it. I got to start. Because I'm reading the comments from I'm reading the comments from Facebook, not half, and Cousin on half.
Oh. All right, so Yusef, so it's pretty much a done deal. You have
Do
no
you believe even the one is superior?
Don't worry about what I believe, sir. I ask you what you believe, and if you could just stick to that, because what you believe is important to this question. Do you believe that the black man is superior to the white
man? What's important is the definition of superior or supreme.
Okay, better than, above, dominant.
Well, do you believe anyone is more superior to black or white?
I'll put it to you like this then.
I'll put it to you like this. When you look at the color of the man.
So the answer is yes.
Since that's what
so you believe that the black man is superior to the white man.
So I think you already did.
It's a yes or no question.
So now you think.
No,
so
I know
think,
it's a yes
you don't
or no
know
question.
My answer. You don't know my answer.
Oh no, I think I got your answer.
Yeah, you're thinking again.
Yes.
You're
well, you're afraid.
Again.
I think you're afraid to admit that you believe that the black man is superior to white men because you know what that sounds like. I think that you're afraid to just answer wholeheartedly what you believe because you're afraid.
No, what it sounds
okay.
like, what it sounds like is that a kickstand nigga go sit up here and ask a black man.
You can call me anything
black,
you
white
want.
Is more,
the
is more
fact
superior
is that
than a white man.
You're a racist. And you
you're
hate
a kickstand nigga.
Yeah, okay, I'll be a kickstand
nigga.
Yeah, fine.
Nigga.
But that doesn't
that's
change the fact that you believe that
you
are you believe that the black man is superior to the white man.
Pulling like a pulling guard and a tackle
mm-hmm.
to defend the laws of this white man that he put
the definition of a
for
racist.
The reason why he's being judged today
okay.
in the world. You got
the definition of a racist
putting him
is someone who believes that they are superior to another race of people. And Yusef, your fear, and I know there's a genuine fear, your fear of being outed as such. Because
no,
you don't want to be called a racist. Because you know,
like Public Enemy, said, the fear
you
is
know,
of a black planet.
You know that being called a racist
planet.
Has weight. You know that being called a racist has weight because you use it often as a weight against people you don't
no,
like.
What's used
so
often
having,
is
so
that
having
the black
to admit
man is at
that
the
you
bottom,
are a racist
used often in American
you
law
in the same
is
category.
That the black man is at the bottom and the white man is on top. Who are they saying is more superior?
I'm asking you.
Kente, John Beckman says he still loves you, and he's sending you zigzags for Christmas. And do you have a preference of color or what color you want the zigzag paper to be?
Well, Beckman,
what's up?
I use the word zigzag as a word of the day.
There you go.
And you didn't have discrepancy with that. But now, after your feelings got hurt about how I preached about your charge, against your charge, as the reason why you're getting judged and your own woman don't like you putting you in jail, white man. Your children don't like you because they're protesting in the street with black people against you, white man. So white man got a problem
today?
In his own family.
Can I do an unscientific poll here? For those of you who are listening and anyone who is on the dais, do you honestly believe, we're not going to hold this as scientific fact, but this is an unscientific survey, do you believe that Yusef Kente is a racist? Honest question, yes or no. Honest answer, yes or no. I'll go first. Yes, I believe wholeheartedly he's a racist.
Well, I don't believe that he's a racist. I think he has racist behaviors, as most people do. Bigoted and prejudiced.
Okay. Well, that's bigoted. Okay, fine.
Well, this is what I am. I am adept at knowing the charges against the white man, and you can't dispute that.
Oh, Yusef, you can take the poll. You can take the poll too. Do you believe that you're a racist?
What I am is adept at the charges against the white man.
You can't
and
even
I
say you're not
a
racist.
A I would love to be a juror because
kickstand
niggas can't do it. They ain't got no backbone, a.k.a. Potter.
What? So you're saying you can't even admit that you're not when asked?
Well, what I'm doing is saying fuck you and your question. How about that?
Okay. I know. I know anybody. J. King, you said you don't think he's a racist. He can't even say he's not. So why would you believe otherwise?
Well, what I do
well,
know,
because I know
is
you
that
said.
You was on the Capitol
and I know that,
on January the 6th defending where a black man should be when clearly on that day white man got charged. So why
I'm not understanding exactly what you think you're saying,
well,
but
you
clearly can't
well,
answer the question.
If you were listening, maybe you'll overstand what I'm saying.
Are there any poll takers who are responding to the question?
You kickstand nigga.
No, you don't insult me, dude. You don't.
No, I can't.
I'm taller than
you.
I'm taller than you and clearly faster than you. You're a pothead.
The way you serve a tennis ball lets me know that you are some kind of fast bitch.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fast,
I'm a kickstand nigga. And guess what? Ain't no two ways about it. But I damn sure ain't no fucking racist. I'll tell you that much.
Well,
I don't need to be a racist because
okay.
I ain't worried about nobody being superior to me. I ain't worried about being superior to no one. I love me too much to worry about what the other nigga doing. So
well, I like this.
Since we got that off, Jay King, do we have any poll takers?
Yeah. Ali, do you think so Reese is asking you guys that are watching, do you guys think, listening to this conversation, do you think Yusuf Kente is a racist? If you guys can say yes or no and why. Lee Fletcher said Reese uses it openly as well when he says a white man can't do certain things for him. John Beckman said, what? That was an answer to all I said. Does he have preference in the color of paper? Derek said they got loose bowel syndrome, cat. Send them some fruitcake. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it is.
Please do not send a fruitcake. The worst gift ever.
A bowel syndrome. Okay, what is that?
I don't know, but whatever it
bowel
is.
Bowel syndrome.
Loose bowel syndrome
kind of
means
bowel
diarrhea
syndrome.
Of the mouth. It means you won't shut up. That's what diarrhea of the mouth means. You're sending us fruitcake makes us constipated. That's what that means.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. You know, if you get out of your little blackosphere and join the rest of us in mainstream America, you might understand some of these phrases. But I know you don't have anything black.
I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to agree with any of the comments.
So AK,
I just want to know what it is.
Janet said, Reese is more racist against blacks to me. Lee said, no, Kente has opinions, as we all do. AK says, Reese won't date a black girl. Is that racist? And if you're asking that question, there's some racism and bigotry. And any time you won't do something with somebody because of what color they are, because, yeah, that's some. Those are racist tendencies. Do I think Reese is a racist? No, but do I think Reese has racist tendencies? Absolutely. Prejudiced and bigoted tendencies? Yes. And we
let's
all
ask this question.
Degree,
is America racist and bigoted? Is the history of America racist and bigoted?
Let me say something. If I'm
that.
Jay King, since my name has my name had to be involved.
Little old JoJo Dave, from the ghetto got that much power?
Let me say this.
Smith
it says my name had to be involved.
Dave Smith said, hold on, Reese. I'm going to say this, Reese, and then you can speak. Dave Smith said, Reese, you yourself don't like black people. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't think you
I'll be happy to answer that. I'll be happy to answer that. Okay, for starters, Dave Smith, you don't know what I like. You only know what Jay King tells you to think that I don't like. You don't
know
what the fuck I
don't
like.
He's heard you say
no,
on
Jay King,
show.
I never said that on this
like
show. Don't be a three-time
yes, you
liar.
Have said this on
I
show.
Never said that on this show. Never
you have
said,
said
that on this show.
On this show, Reed, you have said
what?
On this show that you
what?
Don't date black women. And you never
I'm talking about something else, Jay King. You said, he said,
okay.
I don't like black people. I said,
you
that
said
is
you
not
don't
true.
Like the funk.
Okay,
you
I never
said
that I
don't
like black
funk.
People. That's what I'm addressing.
Clearly,
that's what I'm addressing first. I'll address the black
people.
Women. I'll address the black
clearly
women thing in a minute.
Came from black people.
Okay, so now that I'm talking, if you could, I never, ever, once, to this day said that I don't like black people. So Dave Smith, you can fucking kiss my ass about that bullshit because nobody's ever said that on here. You don't know nothing about me, my friend. Nothing.
For those of you who are listening
second,
for the first time,
I don't date black women. Ask the black women I've dated. I've dated black women. I stopped dating black women, yes. But please don't talk some shit about how I don't date black women. You don't know what I date. You've
well,
only known
Reese,
me for a couple of years.
If you have, Reese, if you no longer date black women, and AK
I didn't,
said,
I haven't dated
you
black,
won't,
no, no, haven't
AK
dated
said,
a black woman.
You won't
haven't
date
a
black
woman.
Girl.
Doesn't mean
you
that I don't
you
black
haven't.
Oh, he so he
said,
doesn't, okay, he doesn't know whom and when I dated anybody. There are people who I've dated during the time that I've been on the show that have been black women that I never mentioned on this show. I've gone out on dates with black women since I've been on this show. I
what
just never
said
mentioned
on this show. He's only going by what you
again,
said on this show.
It's not a fact then,
and
JK,
what you
forget
said
about what
on this show.
Mm-hmm. JK.
Okay, so let me tell you why your ass is on mute. Because you said on this show, and people can't forget what you say if you say it on the show, you said on this show that you won't date a black woman. AK said, is that racist? And that's a question. And I answered the question, yes. That's a racist and bigoted
attitude. Okay, again, JK. Because I said I didn't date black women back in 2013 or 2014, that doesn't apply. Have I said on the show? Yes.
You said in 2018.
Yes.
You said in 2018.
Reece,
too.
You said on this show as recently as months back that you won't date a black woman.
No, I didn't say it months back, JK. That's a lie.
When you first got hooked up with Rosie.
Janet Marie.
JK, what I said is a joke. Is not
been on the show for
less than
a year. And she heard you say it.
JK, it was a joke, and you know that it was a joke. Now, let me just go
on
to
this other thing. No, I don't know it was a joke.
Okay, now you do. This other nonsense about asking about if Youssef is a racist to then refer back on
me. Well, let me say this to John Beckman. John Beckman says this. Jay, can I identify as black today for the show? I want to feel like I fit in. Is that okay? That's racist. See, that's a racist and bigoted statement to say something like that. Mm-hmm. So, no, John, it's not okay. It's not okay
to
say.
So that's what
you mean. And it's not okay. Dave Smith said, I'm going by what I hear you say, Reece. Nobody has to give me an impression of you. Kiss your own ass.
Okay, listen, Dave Smith, your obsession with me is like Youssef's obsession with white people. Get off it. Seek help. Let me say this. The fact that I asked the question about Youssef Kente, which only got the response of Reece, means that you can't even bring yourself to stand up for the guy who I'm asking is a racist. How about answering the question and not deflect?
Lee Fletcher said, Reece. You said that to Kim Virgil when she asked you why you didn't date black women.
What did I say? Well, I said because they act like Kim Virgil.
Jelena said, I heard Reece say this with my own ears. Well, we all know Reece said
I know what they said they heard. If you've listened to this show for an amount of years, you've heard me say a lot of things. But again, you're deflecting. I asked about Youssef Kente, and you cowards can't even come out and say yes or no. What is wrong with you? What are you afraid of?
Well, it backfired on you, Reece. That's what happened.
Kings
it
in the morning.
On you.
This is Reece on the radio. I have no idea what it is that I'm talking about.
On this show,
when I said that it was a liberal to place those bombs at all of these Democratic proponents and advocates' homes, I said that it had to be the work of a Democrat because there's no way a Republican could do it. I was 100% wrong. A Republican was responsible, and I get to eat crow. I apologize. Please forgive me. And for the rest of your lives, please take everything it is that I say with skepticism in the future.
Okay, so Jay King, again. Where are the cowards who can't answer the simple question about whether or not Youssef Kente is a racist? Where are the cowards? You can't answer. Just say no. Just say no, you don't think he's a racist. And therefore, you're an advocate for him.
I already said, first of all, I already said.
Nobody.
I don't believe that.
I'm not talking
about
you. I'm talking about
the racist, but I believe that he has racist.
Jay, you're not the people I'm talking to. You're not the people I'm talking to.
Why not ask this question? Why not ask this question, Reece? Are the charges that I say against the white man wrong or true? Because
yes,
if I
wrong.
Bring it up, I'm clearly
they're wrong.
Labeled
well,
a racist for bringing up a topic.
Let me say this to you. The charges that you bring against the white man in general are not true and they're not real. Now, if you say the white men who run our government, now we have something to discuss because I personally believe that our government and the men that ran our government participated in crimes against its own people, Americans of African descent, and they have to pay that debt. But John Beckman is not that man. John Beckman,
nor is Jude,
he's white, but he's not. He didn't run our government. He doesn't participate in these types of crimes. He doesn't have the power to commit these types of crimes and make them legal. So
and by virtue of being white doesn't make you guilty. You said the white man.
The white man made the laws.
Okay, so therefore, John Beckman being a white man is responsible for the laws.
John Beckman did not make the law. John Beckman is not responsible for the law.
Then why is John Beckman defending the law writers?
Oh, my God. He's not defending anything. We're explaining to you that my brother has his skin color.
He's not defending anything.
He doesn't have to defend it. He's not guilty of anything.
But the white man is guilty, and that was my question.
Do you not understand
this? Guilty,
let me say this. Can I say this to everybody who is afraid to answer this fucking question? You're an idiot. Or you're just disingenuous. You're just fucking liars. Because if you can sit up here and say that you can listen to this nonsense and not come out and say that the man is a fucking racist, then you're a coward. Okay? You can call me all day. You can say whatever it is because of the woman that I date that makes me a racist against blacks. Who gives a shit? The point is that I can answer the question. I'm not a racist. I can fucking answer the question. I'm not a racist. This motherfucker
Reed, you sound like a 7-year-old, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Well,
the fact is that when somebody says, hey, Reed, are you a racist?
Is the white
I can go, no,
of the charges.
And here's proof.
You know, just like you went on a tirade just now.
Can we just discuss it? Can we just discuss it? Is that possible? Talk about it.
Nope.
Without it turning into
an argument? Not. Well, it wouldn't have been an argument if I asked a simple question, and instead of answering it, I had to turn it into, how can we turn this to an opportunity to bash Reeds?
I think the people, Reeds, people answered the question, and you didn't like the answer.
No, they didn't. They said, well, what about Reese? What about Reese? Nobody said yes or no, unless you didn't read it.
Yeah, they did.
Did you read anybody?
Yes, they did.
Who did you read? Dave Smith said yes or no.
Dave Smith, Lee Fletcher, all of them answered.
Dave Smith said, Dave Smith said.
Thank you.
Reese, you say yourself you don't like black people.
Mm-hmm. How's that answering my question?
What are you talking about? I don't think. And then he said, "I don't think Youssef is a racist."
Oh, okay. Thank you. You never read that part. You read the part about me.
I did. You just
he did.
I read
the part. You didn't hear it.
Question is racist.
Okay, my bad. Okay, all right. I made a mistake.
And I'm elevating you by calling you a
Janet Marie said Reese is more racist against blacks to me.
Right.
Okay.
He said he read that, Reese. You didn't hear
well,
that either, huh?
I heard that.
I read
heard
all
that.
Of them.
And where does it say Yousef isn't a racist?
They don't think he's a racist.
Well, that in his Ali.
Lee Fletcher said he didn't think Yousef was a racist. That was just
okay,
his opinion.
Okay. All right. But what was it? What was her name? Janet Marie? Didn't answer the question.
What is an expose? And you don't like the answers from the expose of the white man.
Because the answer should
the
be
white
yes
man
or no.
Is going to jail because of the white woman. Ain't that right, Reese? How many
what?
White women are
she
putting
didn't say you
white
wasn't
men
a,
in jail right now?
Kente, she didn't say you wasn't a racist. That's not what.
Thank
she
you.
She didn't say you wasn't a racist. She just said that
thank
he was
you.
More racist than you.
She
but
said
she didn't
that
say
my,
you
I said
because,
more racist.
Because you have.
But she didn't say
you
weren't a racist.
Have racist and bigoted tendencies. Yes, you do.
What I have is the truth. And the counter
okay.
to the truth is calling the black people racist. That's
oh,
classic.
I didn't know that. So the arbiter
that's
of
classic.
Truth.
That's look through history. You can look through the shooting of Albury. They set up in charge.
Three white men. Is that all white men now?
John Beckman said, I don't think Yousef is a racist. A bit misguided, but not a racist.
Okay.
Well, all of us are miseducated because we've been educated by this institution.
Oh, nigga,
so, yes,
I, listen to me.
He said,
no words have you ever spoken have ever been truer than your miseducation, my friend.
Well, no. See, I read the book by Carter G. Woodson. The miseducation
oh,
of the Negro.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
So
oh,
what
did you say about books earlier, Kente? What did you say about books earlier since you said you read a book?
What I said,
exactly.
okay.
I'm sorry,
Ali,
you read a book.
This is what I said about books, Ali. Be careful of the writing.
Johnny Davis. Johnny Davis said, what happened to the black guy that Reese hired?
What are you talking about? The black guy that I hired. He's still working with me. Richard, Greg.
I don't know.
I have black people working with me now. What are you talking about?
I don't know,
Johnny, I feel like, hold on. Give me a second.
No,
Johnny,
I'm not going
give me a second.
Let me help you pick up your face. You got your
Johnny,
answer.
Give me a second. Let me help you pick
to
up your face.
To what Ali said, I said, Solomon said, be careful, my son, of the writing of books. To it, there is no end. So in other words, I said, why would he say that, the so-called wisest man of the world, talking and you get the wisdom and knowledge from the books, why would he say, because he's saying, you are the book. Fuck what these motherfuckers
write. No, that's
write.
Not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying
but
at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying. He's
saying
that the story
so
never ends, genius.
Let me tell you something. I spent my
he
life.
He says the learning never ends.
I spent a portion of my life in the libraries from
smoking
King
weed
to King C, reading. No, reading was my hobby. That's one of my hobbies.
Well, let me just
what
say
does
that
mean?
Reading. Let me just say this because I'm leaving in a minute. I don't care who's a racist and bigoted opinion or attitude played from. When it's on display, I'm going to call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Kente displays it sometimes. Reese, you display it often. These are things that are displayed on this show often. And people who look at this, who watch this show, who have watched this show over and over again, they know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Marie says, unfortunately, we have to acquire black history where we can because white people burned, destroyed, or buried it. And
as in,
it wasn't
as
just
in the libraries
white
of
people.
Luxor,
let me just tell you guys, so when we start talking about history, it wasn't just white people that burned, destroyed, or buried history. All rulers, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all rulers that conquered a land destroyed the history. And Greece was one of the greatest at it. And they rewrote history. That's what happened. It's what's happening in Africa right now in some of the countries where black people are fighting black people. This is what power and corruption does. All I'm saying to you all, and when I say you all, I mean me too, is just be aware that we have some biases and some prejudices that we have to know about ourselves if we don't want them to be the rulers of our spirit. And if you don't mind, and if you walk around with a chip on your shoulder behind this bullshit and you like it, have at it. Y'all want to hear the kind of music I make? Because the music I make correlates with the life I lead. I don't have that bullshit that y'all got. I don't want it. I'm doing shit like this. You hear that?
What's that, Jay?
It's hard to argue in that shit. It's hard to fight when this shit is going. When this shit is going, I'm saying lyrics like, the moon, the stars, the sky, the sea, wind inside this ocean breeze, your heart beats my melody, life, it sounds so good to me, the ups, the downs, the key to life, vows we take as man and wife, love only a child can bring, precious is her offering, I'm so happy I can see, I'm so happy I can see, life is like a symphony, my life is like a symphony.
That's the kind of shit I'm singing, that's the kind of shit I want in my life. So you get to choose
enemies, public enemies,
what you want in your life.
And right, welcome to the
if you want to center your life around some dark bullshit, if you want to hold hate and racism and bigotries and prejudices, if you want the world to be nasty and dark, have at it. Don't bring that shit over here to me, because I promise you, I will erase it out of my vibration. It won't live here. Motherfuckers coming here with that bullshit, I promise you, they will.
You abandoned me. Love don't
blocked.
Live here anymore.
That ain't love.
Love don't live here anymore.
If you believe that having that kind of energy in your space, and that's where you live, I'm sad for you. But more importantly, I'm running from you. Because your shit don't get to weigh me down.
You can't keep
running
away. I don't
want that kind of shit
weighing
me down. Let me say this. Tomorrow, you guys, tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Salvation Army, which is located at 2540 Alhambra Boulevard, UC Davis, Salvation Army, the City Church of Sacramento, the California Department of Public Health, and the Sacramento Black Coalition, Media Black Coalition, is doing a pop-up vaccine clinic from 10 to 12 to meet the needs of the working people and residents and families of Sacramento County neighborhoods and surrounding communities. The clinic will be administering the COVID-19 vaccines and is open to residents ages five and older. Activities include live music, kids can meet Santa, and food trucks with free meals, with the goal to close the vaccine equity gap, particularly in areas of Sacramento County where residents have been most disproportionately affected by the pandemic and vaccinations still, where the rates still remain low. This is a pop-up clinic aimed to provide opportunities for residents
to get vaccinated by offering weekend hours at no cost. So I just wanted you guys to know that. If you are USEF's theme song is Fight the Power by Public Enemy, you're probably right, Adrian. Please have each on-air DJ make this announcement. I have this announced on the radio station. I hate that I have to leave you guys, but I have a meeting. Youssef Kente, I can only imagine what you and let me tell you guys, if you guys want to listen to Youssef and Reese have this discussion, as much of a discussion as it can be, you can call this number, 615. What's the number?
615-605-9376.
Call in to listen to the show. I'm typing it
605-9376.
Show. Press 1 to speak. All right, so I just typed it in. I just put it in. Can I call in with another Christmas song after you go? John Beckman, if you want to call in with another Christmas song, if you think, and so John Beckman, let me tell you where it becomes, where it can be deemed as racist and bigoted to somebody like a Reese. When you know that Reese's fiance is a Hispanic woman, and all your jokes are Hispanic based.
Right.
Of course, that can be deemed as bigoted. And that's where your tendencies come out. And
that's where it started.
This is where you
got to
take a closer look at yourself. Where you got to get. You have to be comfortable with knowing that you are actually taking stereotypes against a group of people and then perpetuating them in your jokes. And what some people might say to be hurtful or harmful to Reese's emotional psyche. So that's what makes it bigoted and racist. The same way when Kente points his anger towards you, though you have nothing to do with what's taking place, that is where it becomes racist and bigoted. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think John Beckman is a racist? Of course not. But does he have racist and bigoted tendencies? Absolutely.
When you say that was just a defense, that's just a defense because Reese and Keone and Kente was all calling him a toupee man and all that shit, you know. So he came with that shit later on.
So when they talk about John having a toupee, even though he doesn't, that's just being rambunctious and mean spirited, and in a joking. That's just trying to get under
okay,
somebody.
Well, what about when they had slave master names? What about Mr. Sugar
again,
and the slave master and all
so
that?
That's being bigoted and prejudiced towards John in the same light that John is doing it towards Reese. So they all participate in it.
Yeah, they all participate. I would have said Reese drew first blood.
Well, that started yesterday. Yesterday,
so,
Beckman came
I
on
I got
to
go, you guys. And you guys continue with the show. I'll see you guys on Monday.
All right. Y'all go ahead. Ding, ding.
Man, No, what happened was Beckman came on here yesterday singing Feliz Navidad. You came in and said, don't y'all hear Beckman singing? And I said, who gives a fuck about him singing? I treat that like the Passover. They out there doing the wailing and this and that. It's blood on my post, up on my doorpost. Let that shit pass over. And that's what I did. But Beckman wanted to antagonize. So Beckman got what he got, and what he got was an ass-kicking that made him run to J. King and talk about how he was treated on the show, not being able to defend his grown-ass self. He would rather type like his compadre, conquistador, potty mouth, Potter. So both of them take part in this. Why? Because they're both Agatha Christies and Stephen Kings, able to write that shit, put the shit on display, get on and talk about it. Because the things that I'm doing is charging the white man. It's judgment time. And I give him 1,000 years, like the books say. And I argue with that.
Yeah. Most people will sit down and just take that. But I can deal with the constant barbing about, oh, you're a kickstand for the white man. Yeah, whatever, nigga. Listen, let me break this down for you. John Beckman.
Kickstand, nigga.
If John Beckman is guilty of anything, it's from horrible jokes. John Beckman can be what you define as the boogeyman, or he may be the personification of what it is that you fear most, and that's the white man's will, the white man's power that you perceive that he has over the world, that thing that you obsess about. But see, when I go after my enemies, I do it with specificity. I name names. I don't say the listeners on this show. I specifically go after people who make, and I make it clear, the people who say this, the people who say that, not everybody, because not everyone is guilty. You can't help yourself because you believe that an entire race, and you never denied it. You believe
well,
that an entire race, by
I don't
virtue,
go run into my enemy.
They you
stand
believe
in front of me and I crush them with my
no,
heel.
Dude, because I don't see any white people as my enemy. White people have no dominion over me. White folks have no dominion over me. I don't fear them. They don't strike any fear in me. They are people. They are nothing.
That's because your blanket is American.
No, my blanket.
You're draped in Americanism.
My blanket is Reese on the radio. I have enough confidence and enough wherewithal to know who I am, that I don't have to fear no man, regardless of his skin color. So I don't go out here making up boogeymen to talk about my strife and my struggles. I don't say I don't have this because the white man won't let me. I can't go here because the white man won't let me. I don't come up with
All
boogeymen.
All I do
to
is
stop
read
me from
the
my
writings.
Mission.
I read the writings of the lawyers. I read the writings mm-hmm. of the judges. I read the writings mm-hmm. of the Congress.
You mean of white men?
Of the presidents.
Of white men.
I read
men.
The writings.
You read,
and
you read the writings
what
of white
it displays men. Is a bunch of Pharisees and hypocrisies.
Yes.
Hypocrisies
I,
was that doctrine.
You and I do not
hypocrisies
you,
is
you
the
and
doctrine
I do not
that they
there,
said is the father of medicine,
right.
which is a
you
hypocrite said. Lie.
You and I do not
because
dispute.
Imhotep is the real father of medicine.
Listen to me.
If
you
they
and
want
I
to speak in those
dispute.
Terms. That's
you
the
and
lie,
I do not
the
dispute.
White lie they're telling you.
Yusef, you and I do not dispute of the lies that have been told throughout history. You and I do not
Well,
dispute
you and
that.
I don't dispute about the
but
lies
your
being
answer,
told now about the
coronavirus. But your answer,
what's
your answer
you
to
and
everything.
You and I don't dispute when it comes to the lies about the coronavirus today. That's where you and I don't
mm-hmm.
dispute. But your blanket
there are
of
several
Americanism
in the world
means
you
you're going to get crushed,
you.
Too. You're
but you,
get crushed
my
well.
Friend, you, my friend, are, listen to me, here's where
Good
you
morning,
are.
Afternoon, everyone.
You have a distinct, very distinct fear of things you can't control. and you make these proclamations about people based upon the color of their skin because you fear them. You believe that they have dominion. You believe you give them power. You talk about them as if they have power. Like you give them power without you even recognizing it.
Well, it seems like if you talk about them, you get killed. So what kind of power do I got? It seems like they want to take away the power of being able to talk. So what kind of power I got?
No, I didn't say anything about your power.
I will speak. That's the power.
Anyway, what's going on, Potter, man? They just talking over each other, fighting. I can't hear nothing, Nathan. How you doing, Potter?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. I just came in. Usually, what's up, Yusef? Usually when I come in, Yusef calms down. He gets a little rambunctious if I don't call in.
Well, you talked about good morning. I don't mourn good. So when you're talking about mourning good, I'm like, man, that shit passed over me.
I tried to slow him down,
Potter,
but they ain't gonna slow down, Potter.
I'm assuming you wanted to contribute to this.
To that? No, I don't want to contribute to what you.
Did you want to contribute to this conversation at all?
He wasn't interested in
that. How about we change the conversation? Why don't you guys talk about COVID? That's another one. Why don't you guys talk about that? That's probably a bit.
I'm COVID out. If we're gonna talk about Omicron or Unicron, the variant, we can talk about that. We can
or
talk about
Omarion.
That African reporter.
Well, that's the same. I mean, it's the same issue, right? It's the same
thing. I know.
Thing.
We can talk about that African reporter that I hear is being kicked out of the White House press briefings now because he asked the question to Dr. Fauci that everyone.
Or we can talk about how fine Rihanna looked when Barbados made her the new queen. She was sicker than a pickle.
We'll save that for TMZ. We'll save that for TMZ. So did you see that the African reporter from News Today? He asked why they put a travel ban on these 8 African countries when 5 of them have no symptoms, no person in those countries has a trace of the Omicron variant.
Right.
And Dr. Fauci, who is responsible for putting this travel ban, like he's the advisor. He says, you know, that's a great question, but, you know, we tried to mitigate that for, you know, the long term, and we were trying to avoid that, but hopefully we can So wait a minute. Hold on. So no one in those countries has the Omicron variant, but you shut down travel from those African countries? When we knew that it was coming from China and Trump closed down flights from China, that was called xenophobic and racist. This is a clear shutdown of African countries that are not responsible for anything. It's not racist? By all standards?
Well, furthermore, what they do, they know the vaccine is not plentiful over there. They know they label it the sub-Sahara. The sub-Sahara is dealing with the niggas over there in Africa, the ones that they couldn't penetrate. So now, what about all this vaccine that Biden bought to give to other countries? Why is it not over there in Africa? Because that is the cesspool in which they're going to come out and say another strand, another strand, another strand. Why are they saying another strand? Because COVID always been here. Or coronavirus. Coronavirus always been here. It was here before the pandemic. And what they're doing, they're taking that same strand of virus that's always been in this atmosphere, and they're using it to put you on display of how they can control you by fearing death when they told you in 14 days you'll have life. So let's everybody just stand strong for 14 days and say, fuck the scientists, because they gave you the true remedy, 14 days. Even on their hospital recordings, they said most people in the beginning will survive COVID-19. Most, not some, not a little bit, most. That means over two-thirds immunity. Then they say, well, we just want to get two-thirds immunity. Then they reach two-thirds immunity. Now they trump the thing after they got rid of Trump and say we want everybody vaccinated. You want the world vaccinated, but it starts in Africa where there's no vaccination. you trick bag charlatans. That's all you are, a bunch of Pharisees. And that leads me to another passage. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, because they talking will fuck you up. And they talking with a whole lot of yeast, baked in the bread, ready for you to eat to get bloated. They call it yeast rolls, yeast bread. You ever think of that? Get you all fucked up and you're dying before 50.
What's up, Potter?
Coming from Bill. That's Billy Ray Valentine speaking. It gets quiet when Billy Ray speak.
No, Reese hung up.
Reese hung up, yeah. So I don't know why they did this with putting these travel restrictions on these African countries. I think they're kind of going after African countries now anyway, based on what's going on in Ethiopia. But they're also talking about making it mandatory or possibly making it mandatory to fly domestically. So right now you can still fly, but they're thinking about making it so you have to have a vaccine just to fly inside the country. That's how crazy this thing is getting. There are a lot of lawsuits, and the lawsuits are working their way through the courts. There's been some wins, you know, this whole OSHA thing with working and saying you got to have it to work. That's been struck down. But it's just going to take some time, it looks like, for the rest of this stuff to wind through the courts to start striking this stuff
down. If they
down.
Want the world to be saved, Potter, why is the vaccine not in the sub-Sahara? If they're talking about globally, everybody needs to be vaccinated, why is the vaccine that Biden bought? He bought it up. Remember, he monopolized the buying. He bought it up to give to underprivileged countries. Now you got an underprivileged country shutting down, but he said, I'm not going to shut it down. Yeah, you shutting it down. See, this is the trick that they're using. They got you hypnotized. They got you distancing. They got you covering up. They got you not believing in your faith. They got you. And this is Gotham City. And it ain't nothing but a bunch of Cape Crusaders going around, along with the villains, of course, that don't like Gotham City, that shut this shit down because they ain't no fan of being a kickstand nigga and no Gotham City got to fall because they got them. That's what's going on. And now they have to get the world based upon, because if they stop black people in America, they stop the world from progressing. It's the black people here that's going to save the world. You might know it, but look at them dead bones. When they come to life, oh, goodness. They're
yeah,
scared
I mean,
of them
it,
dead,
it's
them dead, them dry bones. They're scared of one dry
come
bone that might hydrate.
I heard that Vincent Price door.
I know, right?
That's because coming through a Vincent Price door is a whore, and it's called Babylonian bitch. That's America. That whore, that harlot. It's in their writings. It's going out to prostitute the world. It's in their writings. Don't you read? Oh, they won't let you go to church and read it no more. You got to be a reader yourself. You can't have a preacher no more preaching it and reading it himself because he takes the time to read. You got to know. You got to know the truth. Study to show thyself approved. A workman needed not rightfully dividing the word of truth.
Okay.
Listen.
Well, I know you start. I know you get on the pitcher mound throwing thinking you go K-me because you're probably not much of a reader.
Okay.
Didn't they destroy books in Poland? They destroyed the writings in Poland just like they destroyed the writings in Alexandria, Egypt, in Luxor, Egypt, where it was the writing of black pharaohs when the black man ruled. So, Reese, I don't need to talk about superiority because you came from a black man and your ancestors.
Reese is gone.
And the ones you defend. No, his spirit is here. You got some recites.
Okay, well, he gone, man.
Yeah, he gone, man. So I don't know.
He been
whole
gone.
Travel thing, this whole travel thing kind of concerns me a little bit because, you know, you should be able to get on a plane and go where you want to go inside the country. And, yeah, kind of concerns me a little bit. And plus, they're saying that they're going to change the definition of that you got to have the boosters or whatever. So I wonder if the people that are that have the that got these two shots that are okay, I wonder if they're down with the boosters because some people I'm talking to that got, you know, that got these shots, they're saying no. They're like, no, I didn't sign up for all these boosters going for the rest of my life.
Yes, you did.
They did. No, I agree with you, Youssef.
Yeah, you signed up. It's like you signed up on that phone contract. They got Samsung 22, which is next to Samsung 23, iPhone 12, iPhone 13, iPhone 14. They got you used to doing. Why are you so wanting to go somewhere? Stay where you are. Shut down the airline company, and then say what you want. See, they got you hating that you can't travel, but they're using that against you to promote against the unvaccinated. But it ain't even against, because remember, the unvaccinated was the enemy. The enemy now is to make sure everybody is vaccinated and everybody can do the hokey pokey. Because as soon as you put your right arm in, they shoot you, and you start shaking all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn all around. And that's what it's all about, hokey pokey.
All right, that's you stuff with the nursery rhyme. Listen, in Germany, I guess people knew it was going to come to this somewhere. In Germany, they're talking about making it mandatory now by February. Like everybody in Germany, you got to beat that.
Oh yeah, we do it like that out here in Germany. You know, that's how we do it out here.
So my thing is, how are they going to enforce? Like, are they going to physically put you in a camp? Like, it's crazy. In Australia, they're
I just told you they got Germany. I'm right here. I'm the representative, man. Hitler.
Well, Mr. Germany, how is it I should follow you when your name start with a germ? You're a germ man. You carry germs. You're the germ distributor. So why should I believe in what you got to say, Mr. Germain? That's not very germane of you. Matter of fact, it's hypocritical. Matter of fact, that's how Germans feel. Matter of fact, let's stay on the facts. What makes me racist charging the white man? The books say he gonna get charged. That's your only defense. Because you think I'm a backpedal. You think I'm going to get weak? No. That's why when I was asked the question, you feel that if you would have just given this clear and went into, you know, you'd have been a pro? I am a pro. I'm an expert. I've been doing this shit for years. It's a rites of passage, and you learn as you get older. You see people die around you, all around you, your peers, and you're witnessing it, but you saw it coming because you can see the curveball.
You lost them.
I knew you'd be bad.
You had them. You had them, but you lost them. No, because they were reading the criminal charges against the parents of that Wisconsin shooter, and I was trying to get the audio of the prosecutor who was charging. This is one of the first times I think that anything like this has ever happened. If anybody remembers the school shooting that happened in Wisconsin, the 15-year-old boy is going to be charged as an adult.
Dumb.
Shush, and you'll hear. He's going to be charged as an adult. He's only 15 years old, but there were rumors that the prosecutor was going to charge the parents for a crime. Well, she just charged them with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, the mom and the dad. Turns out the dad was with the son when they bought the gun a month ago.
Rich,
and then
you're
the boy
all over
was
the place.
Posting
this
the
was
gun.
About coronavirus.
Yeah, nobody cares. The boy, has posted
okay.
the picture of all the right. gun on social media, and it turns out that the parents knew that he was unstable and left him at school with a gun. In fact, the day he did the shooting, the parents were called to the school because of a drawing that he had done. There was a drawing that he had put out where he was talking about shooting people. They brought the parents to the school. The parents said, oh, it was no big deal. They left. After they left and got home, he started shooting up the school. They left him at school. They should have took him home.
So.
Well, did they know? I mean, he went to the school. He went to with his son to get the gun. Okay, that's a crime on
right.
the pop side. But mom wasn't there,
yes.
so she shouldn't be charged with that. Now, also,
no,
did,
no,
they
there's
didn't
a reason
know
why
he was. Let me
there's
finish
a reason
what
why
I'm
she
saying.
Got charged.
I'm just saying they didn't know when they took him to school that he had the gun and he was finna start shooting.
Not
so,
true.
I mean, it's
not.
Well,
true.
How
they
do you
knew.
Know that? So you.
Because
well,
that's
they
what
knew
I'm
he
saying.
Went to
according
school,
to the prosecutor,
up.
You're right. You're right. Let me rephrase. According to the prosecutor, they knew. So I was trying to be brief because fucking Yusuf kept interrupting. So here's why they're charging the mom.
I know, but you
no,
let me finish mine though. You see, you
okay,
ain't let me finish what
I
was saying.
You interrupted him. You hypocrite.
I said okay. I heard you. Go ahead.
Listen, man. All I'm asking.
No, I was
going
to explain to you why they were charging the mom.
I'll tell you what. I got you where I want you now.
When you call
God
him a nigga, make sure
now,
you say you
can you too,
stand, nigga.
You too. You can get up too. Both y'all. Bink up. Both of them on mute. Man. I'm just trying to get two words in. They talk all the time. They got run-on stories and run-on sentences. I can't get two words in. All I'm asking is the story you was talking about, Reese. Did the parents know that he had a gun that day when they went to the school to look at the picture that he drew that he was finna shoot up the school? Is that true or is that just what the prosecutor is saying? Because, you know, that's some bullshit. You know, we don't know. That's all I'm asking, man. God damn.
I know.
Okay, yes, and I was going to clarify. No, they don't know whether or not the mother knew that they had the gun on them. But here's why that's troubling. So, again, the mom is getting manslaughter charges because of a text she sent to her son. Earlier the same week, he was on his cell phone in class, and he was looking up ammunition on his phone. A teacher caught him, and she pulled him out of the class. And his mom and his dad were called for the inappropriate search on his phone. The prosecutor has received a text message. You know, they scoured their, you know, they searched their house and everything and all their belongings. They found that the mother sent a text message to the son where she said, "I'm not mad at you about the search. Next time, don't get caught," is what she said about the searching of the ammunition. So now they're saying, in essence, that even though he was doing all this inappropriate stuff, that they were, in essence, like lackadaisical. Now, again, the other part that puts them in is when they leave him at the school after the inappropriate picture and everything, right, the shooting happens while they're at home. The mother sent a text to the son, they have obtained that, where she texts the son, "Sweetheart, don't do it." The police get a phone call from his father.
Okay.
Where his father says to the police officer that a gun is missing from his gun drawer. He believes that his son might be the shooter. So they believe
okay.
that the father
so
was saying that
right
to cover
there.
It up.
No. This is what happened.
No, that's what she says.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But this is what I'm saying now. You know what? I got something for. I got to do this when I want to talk because they won't let me talk. Listen, the mama went home and the father went home and they went and checked the guns. They seen that one of the guns was missing. So she thought her son was going to shoot something. So she texted him and said, "Don't do it," because she know her son, right? And she thinking he's going to go shoot up the school now. Right. And so the father called because he seen the gun missing and said there's a gun missing. So they reporting it. So the prosecutor, I think, is jumping the gun. That's all I'm saying, man. God damn.
I agree with you. Nothing is set in stone. That there's, you know, that you're 100% right. If indeed, the mother, as you just laid out, and the father did what they did as you laid out. Yeah, that's possible. But the prosecutor is painting it a different way.
And you're 100% right. It could be completely different. But they have to defend that in court, or they have to at least prove that in court. But nonetheless, the boy shot up the school, and he was a little demented. The fact that this boy, the picture that he drew, that alarmed the teacher so much that they brought him into counseling, and they told him they need to get him in. The teachers, the guidance counselor said, you have to get your son into, I guess, some sort of counseling in 48 hours. And then they left him in the school instead of taking him home. First of all, if I'm the administrator at that school, I'm going, he can't stay here. Take him home. He's volatile. He's drawing pictures of shooting people. Right. He's got to get out of the school.
Right. So I would have told him he can't come to school today. He's suspended.
Yeah, I would have not even expelled him. I would have just suspended him. Even if it was without cause,
right.
I'll deal with the consequences after the fact. You know, you want to sue me for suspending him? Fine. But the point is that this kid clearly is searching ammunition, and then he's drawing pictures of killing people. Hell no.
But you know what, Reese, I would have, if I was the principal, I probably would have suspended him, but I wouldn't have suspended him for anything that he did wrong. I probably would have suspended him or suggested that he go get some help or figure out what's going on. It would have been more of a health thing than a, hey, he did something wrong by drawing a picture. It's like, oh, yo, we need to figure out what's going on in his head. So I would have just given them kind of time to take him, like a health.
Yeah,
test.
Or even to send him home
that.
For the
I
day.
I would have done a health test, yeah.
Right,
so,
send him
so
home for the
they
day.
Found a text, they found a text from the mother going to the son.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
did not the text go to the school?
Well, in her trying to communicate with her son, she's probably
No. She just had a meeting about her son being a troubled student. She just had a meeting about her son drawing images about killing people. She should have had the fortitude to call the school first and say, you know what? You're right. My son has a problem. I'm letting you know the gun is missing. But they have a text to the mother to let the mother get away with murder. They don't have one going to the school, so her reasoning is fucked up. Then you got the
father. Yeah, I think you're missing. I think you're missing something here. When she texts her son and the police.
I got to put him on mute. I got to put him on mute because he don't listen very well. Of course they called the house, Yusuf. That's what made them come to the school to look at the picture. They called the house already.
Right.
The son got a text from the mother
while he was
after
shooting.
They left the school.
While he was shooting, Yusuf.
Why didn't the mother call the school?
No, that doesn't make sense. Listen, they had already been
to the school. The father called the school. She got on the son, and the father got on the phone.
Exactly.
The question was, should the mother go free?
No, the mother's going to be charged. Should she go free? I don't know. Involuntary manslaughter, the reason why they're being charged with involuntary manslaughter is that what the prosecutor believes is that they didn't do enough to prevent their son from committing the act, and therefore they're somehow culpable. This is something that prosecutors have wanted to do for a long time, get someone culpable for a child's shooting.
The dad going to get charges because he went with him to buy the gun. I believe in those charges.
Correct.
But the other stuff, that's
going
to get dropped off.
Right, he
the
buys
dad
the gun.
Gonna get charged because the gun wasn't safely locked.
And he illegally gave the gun to his son, who's a 15-year-old. And a 15-year-old is not legally allowed to have
this
that
gun. This is another case of a 15-year-old killing in this country. Yes, it is.
No, it is not. Kyle Rittenhouse is 17.
Yes, it is.
Kyle Rittenhouse is 17.
This,
okay,
this
so the law is
a 15-year-old.
Don't forget, we know Kyle. Reese knows Kyle. He raised Kyle. He Reese babysitted Kyle before.
Yes, I raised Kyle when he was just a little boy.
That's right. That's Reese's
Kyle
little
17
you.
Today? Is Kyle
What's
right
that?
Now 17 today? Is he 17
no, he's
18 now?
18 today. He's 18.
Okay. Okay. All right. So.
Oh, you see, Reese knows. See, Reese knows he's part of the family. Did that nigga bring any cake today?
That's because his mama is Mexican and my girlfriend is Mexican, and you know they all know each other.
And they all in cahoots.
So this is another gun law issue. It's not a race crime. This is strictly the law.
I mean,
this is strictly the laws.
I guess you're kind of right.
Government. The gun law.
I think you're kind of
well, let's see.
I think you're
let's see.
Right.
Let's hear what John Beckman got. What's up, John?
Hey, Ali. How are you, my friend?
We're doing great. We're just in the discussion. Anything you wanted to add to it, take away from it? Next,
no,
get over it. How
you
want to do it?
Yeah, I just saw the press conference, and everything sounds like you guys have everything right. Parents are going to be charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter each. But anyways, I just wanted to ask you on another note, do you want 1 cane or 2 for Christmas?
Well, I said a cane. I said a cane. How would I say 2? Is that a joke?
No.
Talking about cocaine.
If I wanted 2, I would have said I need 2 canes, John. I said I need a cane.
Okay. So I apologize for mishearing that. So I'll send you 1 cane.
I know how you do it, John. I'm gonna let you slide that one in, John. I like that. That was like one of them. I'm like Steve Garvey. I'm gonna knock that one out the park.
Yeah. And Yousef, would you like 1 pack or 2 packs of Zigzags?
Yousef? He's thinking, John.
Okay.
Yeah, he thinks.
No problem.
Give him time.
I'm going to call AK today and get both your addresses so I make sure the Christmas gifts are on time. And then, Reese, is there anything on your wish list I can help you out with?
I'm back, man.
Maybe you can buy one of them hats. Buy one of Reese's hats.
Bergman. Well,
yes, sir.
I'll give you my number. So you won't have to go behind AK like a bitch, you know, to come talk to me.
He's just asking for it. Listen, man.
No, I'm just asking for addresses. I don't need a number.
A number doesn't do me good.
I just need an address. So I'll get the address from AK. Phone number doesn't do me any good.
You want to get the address from AK, but I'm talking to you.
I know a good source when I have them. So
you're talking to the source.
I said a good source. I know a good source when I have them.
Speaking
of
good sources, we got a great source, a Lambert Davis source. What's going on, Lambert?
I've always wanted to ask John Beckman.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm here.
Are you considered in your own mind Jewish, or are you considered white?
Well, no, I'm not Jewish. I am of the white hue, but I grew up in Episcopalian church. Hopefully, that answers your question.
Just curious, because a lot of people who call themselves white, sometimes they'll say that, and then sometimes they'll say they're Jewish. So always try to get clarity.
No. You know, with my name, it's a giveaway. Beckman is spelled B-E-C-K-M-A-N-N. That's normally of the Jewish persuasion. I'm sorry, the German persuasion. If I were B-E-C-K-M-A-N, that would probably lean more towards the Jewish faith.
Who started the Episcopalian church?
Hey, John.
I do not know.
Hey, John, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Since we're talking about, you know, since you brought up Germany, what are your thoughts on Germany Angela Merkel saying that she's going to force vaccinations by February, or she wants to.
A good question, and it's a question that I can answer with my opinion, is I don't think any mandatory shots should be imposed on anybody. You know, Reese played a good segment last night about campus kids being interviewed by a gal who was talking about abortion, and all of them said they were for, they were pro-choice. And then when it came to the question of mandatory vaccines, they all were dumbfounded by that question and not realizing that it was a double standard, because they were all talking about abortion, saying, my body, my right, my body, my choice. And then when it came to the mandates, they kind of fumbled around, couldn't think. They were stumped in their thinking, and they really couldn't answer that question with any accuracy. I'm not for mandates.
Okay, yeah, so that's mandates. So, Potter.
I'm for mandates, man. I'm for mandates, man. And let me tell you.
And that's okay.
Let me tell you why I'm for mandates. I'm for mandates, and let me tell you why. You know, because this dude right here, I'm finna let in, I mandate that Michael Gay get vaccinated ASAP. Vaccinated.
Some might say they mandate that Michael Gay get rid of his mandate and come to the show alone.
I love that one. That was really good. Hey, I do have a question for Reese Hopkins, real quick. Reese, how you doing? And everybody else on the panel. The Potter case, you know, the officer who allegedly accidentally shot DeAndre White. They just finished the jury. Kim Potter, right. They just finished doing the jury selection. And what's the lawyer's name who represented George Zimmerman? Is it Geragos? Well, anyway, they were speaking to him. He says that that the prosecutors are overcharging, overzealous in this, and he feels that it was a valid mistake, and they're overcharging. She should not be going to, or possibly going to jail over this. What are your thoughts on that? It shouldn't even be in court.
In this case, what accidental shooting are we talking about here? I don't know. The case.
We're talking about the brother that Deontay got shot
Wright.
By the
Deontay Wright, who
the
was
gun when the
shot.
Cop,
he was. Can I finish? You said
no. You stuttering, man.
Taking a long time. So it was no. I'm waiting for you to shut up so I can finish what the fuck I was asking,
bro. Well, I'm
bro.
Getting you madder. All
right. Okay. No.
Mad, all right.
No, you're not getting me mad. You still interrupted. It was Deontay Wright, the young man who was in the car with his girlfriend, and the officer, he was being pulled over for a traffic violation. He had one of those Christmas tree scented things in the rearview window, which they said is against the law. But anyway, she accidentally allegedly reached for her gun instead of her taser and shot him. You don't recall hearing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I correct that summation?
Oh, wow.
I do remember the tape says she screams out, taser, 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 before she fires the weapon. I do remember the case. I didn't know that trial was starting, so I'm gonna get on that today.
It starts actually Monday.
Okay, I said this then, and I repeat. When she pulled out that gun, on her body cam footage, we can see that she did not grab her taser.
Exactly.
And she says taser enough times that she's got enough time to see between when she pulls it out and when she fires it that it's not a taser. So the involuntary manslaughter charges should stick. I believe that she should be found guilty because, again, like I said, it's a grainy video from what I'm seeing. And this woman's live and direct on that issue when the shooting took place. She immediately responded. She was going to tase him, and she grabbed the taser, and she grabbed the wrong side of her belt buckle, whatever the case may be. She went for that gun. She screamed, taser, taser, taser. I think it was three times before she fired the gun. She's wrong.
Crime,
and she's got to take.
You saw a
classical
case of incompetence by the police force.
Yes, 100%
right. That was deliberate. The taser doesn't even feel like a gun. The taser doesn't even feel like a gun.
I agree with
correct.
You. I'm saying heat in a moment because it's happening within a matter of seconds. Yes, seconds. However, she's got to be charged because she does scream, taser, taser, taser. She's clearly not paying attention to what she's doing in that instant. I don't believe that she's deliberately trying to kill the guy. What I'm saying is that she made a mistake and she had improper training, and her improper training cost somebody their life. So she has to pay for it.
Okay, we got your point. Let somebody else talk, goddammit. You always want to talk. Go ahead, Potter.
Plus, the taser is bright yellow.
I said go ahead, Potter.
No, I've said all I want on this one. Yeah,
okay,
so
well,
we'll see how the case
no,
goes.
No, you're done.
I'll tell
you what.
People
go ahead,
don't
John.
Know how to jump rope, Ali. People know how to jump in.
You
jump
ain't going
to
jump either. I'll tell you what. Jump this. Jump this. Go ahead, John. Go ahead and say what you're going to
say,
John.
Yeah, plus a taser is bright yellow, and it's got a way thicker handle on it than your average service weapon.
And
well, Ali, let me say something after he finishes.
I'm done.
Go ahead, Lambert.
As you know, I value time, so I won't waste much time. Recently, I have been saying to my family and close friends, I've been saying this for decades, and I may get muted when I say this, but I mean what I say. I've always believed that most Caucasians are insane. And when I hear explanations and justifications, it just confirms it. I also want to say that people who call themselves African Americans, not all, just like not all Caucasians, but most of them are insane as well. And I want to end by saying that to John Beckman, why do you think the Caucasian birth rate is declining at this point in history?
That's a good question, Lambert, and I, for one, have not procreated. I tried with my current wife, but it didn't take. We had to do in vitro. And after I spent $90,000 trying to get my wife pregnant with in vitro, I gave up. But part of the reason is, the reason I divorced my first wife, and I was married at the age of 27, was that shortly after we were married, I could tell she wanted to get pregnant. And I was scared to death because I wasn't financially or professionally secure at the time. So my upbringing, even though I was born into a family that was pretty well-to-do, it disintegrated by the time I was 12 years old, whereby my mom and father divorced. Kids were spread out throughout the country because my mom didn't know how to take care of everybody at the time. So I didn't want to bring a child into this world until I was secure in my own feelings that I didn't want to have happen to my child what happened to me at the age of 12.
Let me interject this. What I often hear, even from people like you, is nobody talks about biology. See, that is a science. Biology is real, and the studies have come out, especially the census of this 2020 census, they said the number one reason is infertility and high drug usage and high alcoholism and high suicide rates. So it's more than being well off. It's more than childhood experiences. It's the creator's way of curtailing the birth rate of the wicked and the evildoers, and no race exemplifies that than the Caucasian race through biology.
Now, I can't argue with you on that. Cannot argue with you on that.
Furthermore, Lambert, to what you're saying, at the same time you see the decline, but you see these nappy-headed niggas being born all the time with their dreadlocks. So you see the increase of the authentic. And why do I say authentic? Because you can tell by them dreadlocks. The hair lets you know who's aboriginal. all over the earth, the Aboriginal have the same hair. Natty dread. Natty. Natty boy. And the fact is that just like Robin Harris, we don't die. We multiply. And that ain't French. Straight Nubian. So the point is, to what you were saying about biology, which is the study of life, bio. So in that study of life, you're absolutely right, Brother Lambert. One love to the dreadlocks.
This is John. Can I ask Lambert a question, if I may?
Yes.
Lambert, forgive me for my not knowing so, but are you the individual that does the cheesecakes that Jay has spoken of?
That's correct. And I'm very cautious of who I do business with. I'm not
okay.
I call myself a conscious entrepreneur. All money is not good to me. So go ahead.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. I think I recall Jay asking me a long time ago when I introduced him to my friend who runs the Resorts World that you wanted to send down a cheesecake that I can have him try it to see if he could get it into his property for you to sell. Anyways, Jay's having his 60th birthday, as you all know, on January 27th. My friend who runs the Resorts World, he's the president and CEO, has agreed to comp out a 2-3-bedroom suite for Jay for his birthday on January 27th for 3 nights. So we're hoping all that want to come can attend. But I was wondering if you wanted to, at that time, send down some of your cheesecake compositions so that I can give them to my friend while we're there at the hotel.
Well, the best way to deal with that is to put it in writing and email it to me.
I ain't going to put this shit in writing. This is either whether you do or you don't want to send a couple cheesecakes down so he can taste them. This has nothing to do with writing.
Well,
you should have just asked me.
Let me get you to the fork in the road with me. I'm a fork in the road guy. I'm not interested in that any longer. That's been months ago, and that brings a red flag to me when it takes so long. I'm into integrity. Money does control me.
Nope.
So, no, I'm not interested at all.
And that's okay. I appreciate the answer.
The double-edged sword cuts both ways. Water can be our friend, but it can also hurt us. Floods, severe rainstorms. Eggs can be our friend for the protein, but can also be our enemy from the cholesterol, they say. The quote is, everything in moderation, they say. They say. A fool in his money, and they say, a word to the wise. What do you say? God help it be said that we are on the right track because you have given us the signs to move in the right direction. Jesus, save us. Save us. Save us.
Amen. Save us.
Amen.
One love. Tomorrow is Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the J. King Network. We got Real and Raw Radio with Mama D and Courtney Ann. Y'all check them out tomorrow at noon, 12 noon. And they'll be there for about 2 hours, man. You know, so you got a time to get up and if you can't get there on time. And then at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, again, tomorrow is Saturday, you got No Kickstands live and direct with me, myself, Reverend Ali, and Yusuf Kente. Y'all check us out. It's just 60 minutes of No Limit. You know what I'm saying? Come check us out, man. And then at 6 p.m., again, we have My Keisha Best with Intro to Info. That's right, Intro to Info, 6 p.m. Saturday. Y'all check it out. It's 60 minutes long. I don't know what My Keisha's going to do, but she's got something always cooked up over there. Y'all check her out. Young entrepreneurs over there, man. And then on Monday, we'll be right back here again, you know, doing our thing. Reese, what have you got going on tonight? Are you doing anything at BlackFM.com? Give us a shout-out. Let us know what you're doing. Great, brother.
All right, thank you. Anyway, Reese on the radio tonight, more Christmas songs, more giveaways. We're going to be premiering new giveaways on Monday for the recent renewal and the podcast. Folks, if you want to join the podcast, go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Just look for Reese on the Radio Rundown. We are up and running.
Right on, man. You giving away any hats yet?
No, I tried hats, but hats doesn't it doesn't do the thing which I do, so I use another service that gives puts everything.
Hats, man. Mm-hmm. You said H-A-T, hats.
But that's your away ass hats. Is on mute. Shit. Ain't giving away no hats. Your ass is on mute. Now what? You giving away hats? Or
I
what?
Would say,
I'm going to take you off mute.
I would say if that new virus started in South Africa, let's see if the depletion of the uranium that's being taken from South Africa being put on hold. Let's see if the minerals that is taken from South Africa is being put on hold because of the new strain.
I think we established
no,
that
you won't find
not.
That.
No,
you
I said, think
you mean the cobalt?
Wait a minute. Wait, I hear your partner through the winds of the crack of the door.
I'm pretty sure that we established that none of that is happening. And you're
no, Beckman has something to say. Beckman has something to say, Reese.
Yeah, the cobalt that China has infiltrated in South Africa been slowed down?
Well, I'm not talking about China. That's that news. I'm talking about
no,
the
China
new virus.
Owns it. China owns it. It's in South Africa.
Right. One love. Let's talk about today with that new virus being in South Africa. If the depletion of uranium that they use to build these bombs is being
yes.
depleted.
He's
at the
agreeing
same time.
With you, Youssef. And China and Russia are the ones who are,
hey,
yes,
man.
They're the ones who are
hey,
depleting
man.
The
if
uranium.
If I talk about China.
Yes.
If I stay on the China subject, I won't be talking about the minerals that's taken from Africa.
That's,
so, no, I'm not.
Again, they're
China.
Being taken from Africa by China and Russia.
That's what I'm saying. They own
that's
it.
That's what
he's
trying to tell you.
Well, no, he can't tell me that. I know that. I
okay,
know
but
that.
Obviously you
but
don't
thing,
know that because he just said
no,
he was China
I
and you
do
said
know
you,
that
you completely
because obviously I do know that because that's who's buying up Africa.
Yes,
I know
okay,
that,
dude.
But I can
when he mentioned China, you refuted it.
No, I don't have to talk about China because the thing is, when he bring up China, he want to take the burden off of him. See, he wants
well,
China
well, first
to
of all, the white man
truth.
Is not taking uranium from Africa. China and Russia are.
Who was taking it before China?
China
and
Russia.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, boy. You don't know what
you're
the fuck you're talking about.
You don't know that, my friend.
You don't know what the
Columba.
Fuck you're talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Now you're
going
to talk Spanish. Who
it
was taking it before
States,
China?
My friend.
Who was
China
taking it before
Russia.
China? Who was taking it before China and Russia?
Russia. No,
who we're talking about now.
Get the fuck
you
out of here.
You asked us the question
in the,
now.
In the New York. In New York. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you saying that
get
it was
fuck
American?
Out of here.
Are you saying it was American?
You say who it was.
No, I'm asking you. Are you saying it's American? Because
you
it's
say
not.
You the one who said you the one who said anything.
I just again I'm
saying,
asking you a simple
I say,
question.
Well, what I got to say to that is that you, the defender of America, is speaking up for
you
China.
You are trying to blame America for something it isn't
so,
responsible
so China,
for.
Can bear some of the responsibility
okay,
for the
okay.
crimes
it
of the white man that's being put.
Which shows how.
I charge
shows
oh
him.
My God.
Yeah.
Nobody is this horrible.
Oh God. So I'm responsible for the crimes against America.
We won't come together. Back King
no zigzag for you.
We won't come
together.
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 in, man. Go ahead. Get it in. Ding, ding.
I don't understand, Youssef. You keep saying the white man. You're trying to blame America for crimes. You have no idea who's doing what. China and Russia have always had contracts in these areas to take their minerals, dude. They do not steal them. The governments give them to them for exorbitant amounts of money in which they enrich themselves. These are facts, dude, that you are perilously ignoring, meaning at your own peril, you are ignoring them. And you could be educated in them, but you refuse to because the boogeyman is the white man. So you're just blaming for anything without any substance. So as I explained to you, and I tried to, so you don't look silly, dude, just so you don't look silly. Russia and China, when I tell you they drill, and when I tell you that they dig, and when I tell you they get minerals from fucking Africa, dude, they are doing it in ways that you have no idea. And you'll never blame them because they're your kind of enemy. You appreciate them taking from Africa. That's why you'll never hold them accountable.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still here, but he ain't saying.
No, I don't even know if he's still here, but he just always comes off. No,
I'm
as this person
looking
for
the board. I'm on the board. I'm the mute man. Remember, he's right here,
he's
but he ain't saying that. I don't know.
He scapegoats things for no reason whatsoever, but for his own benefit, without any facts to back them up. Dude, it's embarrassing. Okay, China, if you knew anything about it, which you don't, which I get. Or Russia, for that matter, if you do anything about what you don't, I get it. They're clearly responsible for for taking minerals out of Africa, and no one's stealing anything out of Africa, dude. They are done, it's done with the full permission of the African governments in which they go to take those minerals from. There is no theft, my friend. There is no theft.
Yeah, well.
And I wish he just understood.
Evidently.
I just wish he understood that.
Well,
but I know that it goes against his narrative, so he'll just ignore it.
Well, maybe he does understand it now. Maybe you've stolen
his
voice.
No, I was just saying, you know what? He's such a proponent of books, just pick up one. Just pick up one.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer isn't there for you.
Said,
just pick up a fucking book.
Well,
you
know
what I do, Reese? Well, I stayed quiet. I stayed quiet.
No, it's okay for you to stay quiet. You can
I stay
quiet
so people
want.
Can hear you speak.
Well,
I
know,
because so
I know what I'm talking
I
about. I would rather they hear me speak.
I would rather
they hear
that's
me
why
speak.
I stay
then
quiet.
You,
that's why I stay quiet.
You
I stay quiet.
Sit there and
I stay quiet so they can
lie.
Which would hopefully get them to read for themselves. I know.
Yeah, but, dude, it's important that you read. You're the biggest
your
victim of it.
My narrative and the truth.
Really? Okay. You know what? Here, let me help you. Okay? All right? We'll just type in simply, who digs more for minerals?
Go look up John Hope Franklin. That's what you go look up. Don't tell me about what you want me to look at.
The Dark Side of
Congo's
Cobalt Rush.
In the chapter.
From the New Yorker.
In the chapter, go look at John Hope Franklin.
I thought you wanted me to look this up.
From Slavery to Freedom. When it talks about all the things, and go look under the chapter of the minerals being taken out of South Africa.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
So go read John Hope Franklin. Pull up John Hope Franklin.
Well, here's the whole story in the New Yorker. Many of the traders are Chinese, Lebanese, and Indian expats. That means that out of cobalt in the Congo, in the Republic of Congo, the traders of cobalt, which is the most valuable, they make batteries, right? Cobalt.
Who brought up
makes
cobalt?
Batteries.
Who brought up
Chinese,
cobalt?
I did.
Who brought
because
up
it's
cobalt?
Valuable.
Brought up cobalt?
I just said I did.
Okay, you
Chinese,
did.
Lebanese, and India.
I said
there's
uranium. Uranium.
Let's go with uranium. That's fine. Let's go Africa for, uranium.
And who are you reading from?
That was from the New Yorker.
No. That's where the United Nations is.
Uranium and
that's why
Africa.
That's why what you said.